W8ZD.
KZKJ, monitoring state line 1.
W8ZD, W8ZD, KEA4X. N8ZD, N8ZD, KEA4X.
Even the vet beam, he'll be out shortly, KZKJ.
KCAKJ, KEA4X. What was that? I barely caught that one. It was my fault. My volume was a little bit low.
Yeah, he's in the vet. He'll be out shortly. I just talked to him on P25.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate the relay. This is KEA4X, and I'll be monitoring statewide one.
KCAKJ.
W8BD.
Mobile.
K8LAX,
K8LAX,
KCKJO, WAZD is on
frequency. I made it over here, Tom. Wonder if he's on 206.
K8LAX.
Yes, sir.
I'm sending over links today. Just a brief question. I wanted to know if you wanted your link emailed or if you wanted it sent to you direct over to this book.
It doesn't matter, whatever is easiest for you. I'm going to be at my home office here in about 10 minutes for the rest of the day, so just make it easy on yourself.
Sounds good. I'll get these sent over once I take care of the picking up the kid, and then I've got Riley's meeting at 6, so yeah, I'll take care of that in just a little bit. Generally, Discord's easier because I don't have a full list of emails on hand just yet. So, yeah, I'll just send it over and confirm receipt a little bit later. I appreciate it. Thank you all. KEA-LAX.
Thanks for everything you do. WAVD.
Yeah, I'm in the drive real quick in a second. KCKJO. KCKJO.
KCKJO, KEA-LAX. I wanted to say thank you for letting Wally know I was trying to get a hold of him. I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. I was talking to him on P25, and then he had to run into the vet real quick and pick up his puppers. And then while he was doing that, then I heard you chirp up on DMR. So no problem at all. That's what I'm here for. Keep everybody occupied. KCKJ.
Fair enough. Yeah, I haven't been on the radio as much as I like because I kind of got busy with a few things on my plate with family and team stuff, so I haven't really entirely been on. And then once we do all this, I got Riley's thing tonight, our thing tomorrow, then I've got to go through the vehicle, and then I have a funeral in Saginaw on Saturday. So it's been a busy week.
Oh, I can imagine. You know, you're a busy person there. Oh, is St. Clair's tonight?
That's correct. St. Clair County's is tonight. But they changed their meeting date because they're doing a National Weather Service Skywarn basic training, and that's something that I need, so I'm gonna go there to attend it. Just because I kind of know the people over there, I like the setting, and I'll probably retain more being in person than I will trying to take it online, if you will.
I lost part of that. I heard that you had basic training. I didn't know if you were meeting up with Riley from St. Clair for their St. Clair meeting or what. I only got part of that.
Sorry about that. I had the radio in the cup holder. Yes, it is St. Clair County EOC. It's Riley's meeting, but they're doing a Skywarn training, so I figure it's best I turn in person. Plus, I kind of like that inner county cooperation kind of thing. I do actually like that. KEA-LAX, back over to KTA-KKL.
Oh, yeah, I think the coordination between Oakland and St. Clair and Macomb, I think that's a pretty fancy deal. You know, I like that idea. It's all about interoperability, you know. Everybody comes together and does one task, and that's taking care of the public. KCKJ.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. I make sure to ask Riley if he might if I attend, because I used to be a part of St. Clair County before I moved over to Macomb, and he was like, yes, everybody welcome. So I was like, all right, awesome, I'll be there. And then I confirmed with Dave that I'd be able to check it off my task book. So that's pretty cool. So that's my task for today. So
I just got to finish my 200 and get that out of the way.
Yeah. See, I started on stuff for level 2 already. My big thing is I have to front face program a radio for Mike, and I have to front face program a radio, and I have to have my tie worn, and then he can check off my stuff for my level 2.
Yeah, I still have to get my go kit together and everything else like that, but I've been doing so much stuff at home and just trying to get other things straightened out, like you, just constantly busy.
Yeah, it definitely does get tricky, but my big thing is the level 1, because, you know, according to the rules, you can't really do anything until you're a minimum of level 1. So that's what I'm striving for. I have, like I said, quite a bit of stuff. I got my 200, I think my 909, and then just because I've been called PIO, I took the PIO basic training, but that's, you know, something completely different that has nothing to do with the task book.
PIO, personal injury officer?
Public information officer. So because I'm taking care of, like, the Facebook and stuff like that, it was kind of thought that it would probably be a good idea if we had a designated PIO officer for the actual emergencies if something were to come up.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, well, and it kind of coordinates with, you know, with doing the social media and, you know, letting people know what's going on, what's new, stuff like that. It kind of goes hand in hand, so, you know, I'm good with it. It coincides with what I'm doing rather than being a completely separate function.
Well, that's good, you know, moving forward. I mean, that's pretty cool that you're doing that. Me, I'm not a big public person except for certain events.
Yeah, neither am I, but I guess I'm going to just jump into the role head first, and, you know, if it's needed and, you know, something actually does happen where it's needed, I'm there for it. And if we don't, and it's just, you know, a matter of letting the public know what we're doing and, you know, doing volunteer stuff for the public, you know, I'm fine with that too. However, I would prefer that if we don't have to, you know, deploy out on an emergency, that would be ultimately best, because that means nothing bad has happened. K-E-A-O.
There we go. Keeps same channel busy. Well, that's cool. So you do the RFC Facebook page, or does Dave do that?
Nope, that's all me. which, actually, we're going to be changing here soon. Instead of it being a profile, we're going to change it to an actual page for the organization. So, but that'll be something I cover in one of our meetings. And because we can't really transfer over our friends lists or anything like that, I'm gonna, you know, ask members to, you know, share the page and try to get it back out and regain traction. Because Dave did a really good job with gaining traction, and now we kind of lose it in a sense. So it'll be a complete redo on the page, but it's better to set the page up as an organization rather than a profile.
Sounds good, sir. And as you can tell, I got a phone call. I'll be back with KCAKGL.
KEAKLAX monitoring and standing by. KEAKLAX listening to statewide 1. KEAWUO, KEAWUO, KEAOS.
NAWRO, Dean, were you looking for me or John? The call signs sound similar when the volume's down.
Yeah, Tim, I was looking for John WUO.
Copy that. Well, John, are you out here?
He's probably busy or has the radio turned out. I can message him. I just we have radios to play with, so I like calling people on the radio rather than using my cell phone. K-E-L-A-X, back over to you, Tim.
Yes, why not? That's why we do this. Any excuse to use the radio?
Absolutely. If I could get away with it, and my wife hates it when I say it, but she'll be like, you got your phone? And I'll hold up my DMO, and she goes, you know what I mean.
You know what they say, when all else fails.
Yes, this is very true. Very true. If I can make the time out fairly perfect, then I think I'm supposed to be meeting up with John here, but I'm going to go to Wiley's meeting and take that class. So that's my plans for the rest of the day.
Sounds good. Let me ask you a quick question. I probably should ask John, and I don't know what Mike might think about it for tomorrow, for the Skywarn exercise. If we don't do it on the air, which it looks like we're not going to, either Simplex or Repeater. What about Discord? Just using Discord with the push to talk, and I understand it may not pick it because we've been having troubles with the network, but I do believe MISD Wi-Fi is pretty robust. So, you know, we wouldn't have video on at all. It would just be push to talk audio. I'd like to give it a shot and see, but I guess we'll wing it tomorrow when we get there.
Copy that. Personally, if I had an input on it, I would say either Simplex or I would think over the air would technically be best. We would just have to, like it was mentioned, this is a drill kind of thing, just to not cite any issues, but. The only downfall I see with that is we would have to sit down and set everybody's cell phone up with push-to-talk, and I think that might get kind of time-consuming.
If there's a breaking station, go ahead. This is in a WRO. Got you in there, Tom. Whatever those guys want to do, but boy, that is pretty darn quick to set that up on the cell phone for push to talk. It's in the Discord app, the gear icon. We could get to class with, let's just overestimate, under 5 minutes to get push to talk, and then it's a closed network. It's not broadcasting, but I guess he just wants to do it by voice. Whatever Mike wants, that's fine. NAWRO, how about over to Tom and then over to Dean?
Well, the question is I got a box of VHF radios and I got a box of UHF radios, all HTs. I could program an off frequency in there and if you want to use those.
Either way, obviously I wouldn't have, none of us would have a final say there, but I feel like if we were going to practice it, it would be best to do on air, even if it's Simplex on an off frequency. But I would definitely think that might be a better drill/training than trying to use like Discord, if you will. Over to Tim.
Yeah, Tom, I don't know who has more time, but you know the amount of HTs I have here, and I certainly could program 146.58 in them, turn them all on low power. Besides, half the guys have their own with them, too. So, but the problem is we got to defer that to DC Mike. The last he said was that we weren't going to do it over RF, so I guess we're left with that. So, NAWRO, over to Tom. Tom, I hate to have you do all that work, but we're getting short on time here. So, I guess maybe not.
Well, if everybody has their own HD, we should all be able to program 146.58 your HD and just do it that way. And low power, of course, and I think we should be fine with just that.
Yeah, I would. I would personally agree with that. Keep it off the repeater, and just do simplex. I would agree with that. But it kind of keeps it. I mean, obviously, it's over the airwaves, nothing private, but it kind of keeps it within our group. But again, I'm not a deciding factor here, so. I think that would go to Dave and Mike in the decision. But, yes, it is kind of a last second. And I know John's scrambling for doing some of the work he was preparing for. I know he kind of was falling behind. So we'll go from there. KELAX4ID, over to Tim.
Well, with that, what I could do pretty easily before tomorrow would be I'll grab 5 to 10 HTs and just ensure that 146.58 is pre-programmed in the A side and they're on low power. I'll just put them in a bag, and they'll be there if the bosses decide they want to go that route, because I'd have no problem with that, and that would only take, it won't take much time to get that done. I think most of them already have that frequency pre-programmed in there, so I can just tune to it, and it'd be a very good use for those things, because what else would I eat? I have no idea what I would use those things for anyways. Also, side note, there is going to be a raffle tomorrow, and for whoever signs in, not at the top admin level, but we got one HD radio to give away, so. I wish you guys luck. Over to Tom.
Goody, goody. Yeah, I've seen them. And I'll put my hat in the raffle there. I always use one. I use another one. I'm still looking at getting a golfing DMR, so I have a secondary one.
Fair enough. Were you? Did you like that VM32 that you used on the trip? Is that what you're talking about? Over to Tom real quick, and then back over to Tim.
Oh, when we were working on the 14th? Yeah, that was a nice radio. I like that. They're going to get any fun.
Yeah, I got it. I was telling you, Dean, I got it. I just reprogrammed it. I reflashed it and put the CSVs back in, and it's back to operating normal. So I don't know what happened with that. But, Tom, I think they're like 58 on Amazon now. And a correction on that will be a door prize. I shouldn't say the raffle term, but it's a door prize for those signing in to the training meeting tomorrow. Over to you, Dean.
If I can miraculously come up with enough time to actually throw my hat in, I may. Not like it's a necessity, but it's always a good thing to have. But this is gonna be a wild I think meeting for us, because I've got not only the photo thing going on, but I also now have I've got the photo thing going on, and now I've got the streaming thing going on. But then on top of that, if we're going to be moving around and doing this drill, I might be winging that stream just so that everybody can get their hands on it. So we'll see how tomorrow goes. I think it's going to be very busy for me. KDA, OX.
Well, I'm not going to go to the meeting without chicken fingers and a coffee at 6 o'clock. Just joking. KDA.
Oh, yeah, Tom. I'll be there with you at the Coney Island at 6, if not a little before. Depending on what your schedule is running, it doesn't matter to me. But I did, I don't know if you heard, originally we were doing a mini WinLink class at 6:30, I canceled that. I told Tom O that no, we can't do it. We just got too much going on with the with your live streaming and the scope, shall we say, of the Skywarn mock training. Yeah, we're going to be busy. Even though we're coming early, it's still going to be a busy night. But it'll be fun. I like a challenge. So I thought it best to a half hour trying to do RF. It's not going to work. We're just going to be too much. That needs to have its own time slot in January or February. It could be half a class. And we still have to make sure our gateway is working anyways. And if the gateway doesn't work, then I'm learning how to do peer-to-peer within the same classroom by RF. And that's another way we can get the RF ticket. Over to you, Dean.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm interested in the WinLink stuff, and I'm getting there. I do have the RF T-shirt, but not actively enough to say that I could reliably do it in the case of a necessary emergency. So, but yeah, with everything going on and everything that they're planning on, I do not think that's a feasible option.
Yeah, I've tried hitting the WinLink Mark Clemens from Memphis, and I forgot if I got zipped through on that in the last meeting. After we set it all up, I can't remember, but I know mine works. Tim?
Project, it's too much, so I think I'm glad I cut that one loose, because that was going to be a recipe for disaster. And we don't want to start off with that. So, but I'm with Tom. We're going to stop at the Coney Island. And if you guys are hungry, we'll bring you carry out. Let us know. Tom, over to you if you're still there. Otherwise, Dean.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Hi, Dean. Hi, Tom. Hi, Tim.
Good evening, Mr. John. Over to you, sir, KCKGO.
Dean saying he was looking for me on DMR, so I threw out the call. How's everybody doing? You get your All-Star node working, Tom?
I got it working at home, but I'm still having issues on my jetpack here in the truck and on the hardwired modem that I got. So I don't know if there's a port blocking it or what. But when I take it home, it works.
Yeah, they're really cool when you get it working. I got a couple little hiccups with mine that I'm still working out too. My main issue is just internet connectivity at work, because I can't really plug directly in. And we have a guest network that I can put it on, but it has really bad reception where I'm at. So I'm just kind of stuck. And then for whatever reason, the phone hotspot performs lousy. Works great on the laptop or anything else, but for whatever reason, it does not like the phone hotspot. But I'll send it over to Tim. I don't want to forget about you. And Tim, when you're done, send it over to Dean, see if he's back.
Hey, WRO. Thanks, John, but I'll kick it right over to Dean, because he's the one that originally started this looking for you. Go ahead, Dean.
Oh yeah, I was just my original. I tried contacting you on the radio first before the direct message. If you're up for that, I'm in the area.
Yeah, do you want me to just send you my work address?
Or tell me which plant, since there's like four of them around here.
I'm in plant four. It's in Rocco Court at the street there. You'll see my van. Well, it'll be in the back of the building, so you probably won't see it. But, yeah, plant four. I'll head outside now.
Is that the court that's halfway down Rizzo, or the one that's all the way at the end of Rizzo?
It's like maybe a football field. But that's not a court, so I'm in the first actual court off of 23 Mile.
Nope, I found it. There's a free radio van sitting back there. I see it.
Yep, free radios.
You guys cracked me up. All right, I'm going to sign in. NAWRO clear for now. I'll be listening.
Feel free.
Same here. I got to get fuel. I'll be back out with KCKJO. KCKJO monitoring. Statewide water.